after asking myself all of those questions, plus a few more, I finally realized that it didn't matter what the answers were. I wasn't spending any more time trying to make this work. Sure, I could absolutely parse this into pieces and try to figure out what went wrong, but I didn't want to. I'm done offering this option, even though it was a passion project. Hello, hello. Welcome to Soloist Women, where we're all about turning your expertise into wealth and impact. I'm Rochelle Moulton, and today it's just us. No guest, just some very straight talk about the lessons I learned from a failed launch. Now, I'm sure you failed at something, right? Of course you have. We all fail at things, sometimes in small ways, and sometimes it's just epic, or at least feels epic. And the thing is, failure can be an excellent teacher when we let it. So after seeing how Diane Wingert, host of the Driven Woman Entrepreneur podcast, tackled this, I decided to open up the curtain to let you inside the launch of my last Soloist Women Mastermind, which was a clear fail by my standards. So let's start with a little background. It was late 2021, and I was feeling pretty disgusted with the unrelenting attack on women and women's rights in the U.S., I started thinking about how game-changing a successful soloist expertise business can be for many professional women who were done with being a cog in a giant corporate wheel and had hung out their shingle. Women who want to call their own shots and remove any ceiling on their earnings. And I wanted to help them get to the place that many of my one-to-one coaching clients occupy, mid to high six-figure or even seven-figure revenue without working a traditional insane consultant schedule. I decided to design an experience just for women, even though I'd never done one before. And in fact, I hadn't even participated in an all-female experience before. So I bullet pointed my idea in broad strokes, and I decided to do a listening tour with the kinds of women I thought might value this. It took 9 interviews before I got enough data to design what became my Soloist Women Mastermind. And the process was super helpful because, amongst other things, they told me what words to use to market it and how to price it. And by the way, their price was 2 times what I was initially planning to charge. I also got clear on the revenue levels that would make my ideal members see this price tag as a valuable investment versus like an overhead cost. So the first launch was a success by any measure. I was able to assemble just the right cohort with a group of 6. And the group gelled almost immediately. And pretty quickly, I realized how much I enjoyed this work. Right? So I did a second launch in September 2022. Now, 4 women applied, but since they weren't all eligible, I wasn't able to form a cohort. I offered one-to-one coaching as an alternative to the eligible, you know, for the same price because I felt bad about not meeting their expectations. So recap, total 2022 mastermind revenue, $60,000, less about a couple thousand dollars in expenses. So meanwhile, my mastermind marketing to women had stirred up interest in a co-ed mastermind amongst my email list. So in March 2023, I offered 2 options, a female-only cohort and an any gender group. Now, the good news was that I had 8 applications this time, 5 men, 3 women. The bad news? 1 ghosted me, another changed their mind, and of the 6 remaining, we had 3 in one income band and 3 in another, which meant I couldn't pull together a cohort again. So after that debacle, I decided it was time to double down on women, figuring part of the problem was that I just didn't have enough women soloists on my email list and in my network. So I started a free Soloist Women Slack community in May 2023. The catch was that I wanted it to be curated with kick-ass women. So even though it was free, each potential member had to have a one-to-one chat with me so I could ensure, you know, 1, that they were soloists, and 2, that they were committed to growing their business. Now, since then, I've interviewed more than 60 women, and the Slack group has been hugely generous in connecting with and helping their peers. I literally love these women and this group. And then, after getting even more insight into their various challenges, I started this Soloist Women podcast in August 2023. Just because I don't give up easily, yes, I tried another women-only mastermind launch in September 2023. Now, at this point, I probably sound like I was beating my head against the wall, but in those Slack community interviews, I kept hearing that they were looking for a mastermind-like experience, but my price felt a tad high. So I dropped the price by $2,000, adjusted the revenue requirement, and got, wait for it, 2 applicants. Okay. Total 2023 mastermind revenue, zero, less about $3,500 in expenses. Are we seeing a pattern here? Clearly, I was doing something wrong. But when I questioned some folks who'd expressed an earlier interest but then didn't apply, they said the timing was bad, that they were worried about the economy and their revenue. In retrospect, it would have been a good time to try another listening tour to better understand what exactly was up. Despite all evidence to the contrary, I decided to try one more time. So I moved up my original April 2024 launch to late January, because if this thing was dead, I didn't want to wait until April to find out. I wrote new sales emails, I recorded a video, a special podcast episode, an ad for my other podcast, and I set up blocks of time to talk one-to-one with potential fits. You name it, I did it. Now, I want to interrupt my story here to tell you the dirty little secret almost no one who launches things often talks about, the emotional roller coaster of a launch, especially a high-priced one. Each time, for 7 to 10 days, you're sending emails, tracking responses, watching the clicks, seeing people unsubscribe from your list, you're answering questions, and in this case, hoping and praying that the right people not only apply, but stick through to buy at the end. It's exhausting. In fact, before I did my latest mastermind launch, I designed a new $242 workshop, my 5-day Genius Time Challenge, and I launched it in early January before the mastermind. And I did that in part to start desensitizing myself from the emotional intensity of a big launch. And just as a sidebar, the low-stakes beta launch was hugely fun. So I was looking forward to the mastermind launch. Remember, by now, I've had 60-plus one-to-one interviews with soloist women in my Slack channel. And that doesn't count the conversations I had with handfuls of new LinkedIn connections that were in this demo. It also doesn't count the thousands of unique listeners to this podcast or the Business of Authority. So I'm feeling good rolling into my 10-day launch until I started to see it wasn't resonating with my target. The clicks were down dramatically, inquiries were rare, and I could see that it was going down the tubes. By the end of January, I had 2 applications. Now, brilliant, successful women right in my wheelhouse, but obviously I can't create a mastermind experience with 2 people. I was beyond disappointed. And first, I had to lick my wounds a bit. I just did. Because by now, this was an extended 2-year experiment with soloist women. And instead of rising revenue from this segment of my business, it dropped from roughly $60,000 in year 1 to a growing loss while I was incrementally investing more. And that's not accounting for my most valuable resource, my time. Obviously, it was time to take a giant step back and ask a whole lot of questions. And I bet you can imagine some of them because you've probably been in the same place with one of your offerings at some point. I had questions like, had the market changed since 2022? Are masterminds just not on people's radar anymore? Or has the market become oversaturated with these group high-ticket programs? Is it priced too high, too low? Is it the economy? Is it fears about the economy? Or just that they don't believe my offer will work for them? At 8 months, is it too long? Is a mastermind the wrong choice for this audience? Was it a bad idea to focus on one gender, i.e., did I niche too tightly? Would the women I normally attract into my orbit prefer non-gendered offerings from me? Don't know, right? Is my personality or my style just not suited for a female-only audience? I mean, I'm definitely not the soft, cuddly type. Are there enough soloist women to buy these services at these price points? And if so, will they buy them from me? Did the income brackets help or hurt in assembling potential cohorts? And did introducing the free Slack channel provide all the bonding they needed with other female soloists, i.e., did I cannibalize my own services with a free offering? If I just had a bigger list, would this problem go away? Here's the thing. As much as I love facilitating masterminds with soloist women, it's truly part of my genius zone. The world doesn't guarantee us a living from pursuing our passions. It serves us up a living when we identify a need in the marketplace and fill it at a price that works for the transformation and the audience. And clearly, I haven't done that with my masterminds beyond the first one. So after asking myself all of those questions, plus a few more, I finally realized that it didn't matter what the answers were. I wasn't spending any more time trying to make this work. Sure, I could absolutely parse this into pieces and try to figure out what went wrong, but I didn't want to. I'm done offering this option, even though it was a passion project. And as I was sitting there thinking about this, I kept picturing Annie Duke, the author of Quit, who we interviewed on The Business of Authority, saying that there are only two things that decide how your life turns out: luck and the quality of your decisions. I have zero idea what the luck to decision quality ratio was in this case, but I know it wasn't all bad luck. Had I made some different decisions, even now, perhaps this could be resurrected. But I'm done investing any more energy to figure it out. I quit that. Thank you, Annie Duke. After making this what felt to me like a momentous decision, I set myself up with a 3-day retreat to rethink what to do next for 2024. And you'll see some of what came out of that unfold in the next few weeks and months. Rest assured, my commitment to soloists and the soloist way of life is unchanged. But I won't be offering any more masterminds or new single-gendered offerings unless and until my universe clamors for them. And along those lines, I'm repositioning this podcast a bit. Moving forward, this podcast will be called The Soloist Life. Yes, we're still about turning your expertise into wealth and impact, but I want to also bring you stories that capture the often hidden but exceptionally joyful lives we're leading as soloists, regardless of gender. And you can still expect plenty of female guests. Our voices need to be heard, and I want to help make that happen. And I will keep interviewing revolution leaders, authors, and soloists who are kicking butt and taking names. I hope you'll join me in this next evolution of this podcast and keep encouraging more people to adopt the soloist life. It's pretty damned amazing. Alrighty then, that's it for this episode. I hope you'll join us next time for The Soloist Life. Bye-bye.